Section 8 vouchers are a form of public rental assistance for low-income individuals and families. They cover a portion of a tenant's rent in the private market. The goal is for those with a voucher to not have to pay more than 30% of their income on rent. To be eligible for a voucher, you must make at or below 50% of the area median income. In Pinellas County, that's $28,750 for a one-person household, or just about $41,000 a year for a family of four. The waitlist for Pinellas County's Section 8 program closed in 2020. This is the first time it's reopened since. Applications will be accepted through a lottery system over the next couple days, and only 3,000 will be placed on the waitlist. And then, wait times to get a housing voucher can still be long. Sometimes it can take years, even after you get on the waitlist, and not all landlords will accept them. In June, Margaret Jones of the Tampa Housing Authority told WMNF their biggest problem isn't giving out vouchers, it's a shortage of available, affordable units.
The problem is that investors are coming in, they're buying these single-family homes or apartment complexes, raising the rents. That's just not affordable for the families, and they are left out there because they can't afford these astronomical rents.
Elisa Galvin, who's executive director of the Pinellas County Housing Authority, told News Channel 8 earlier this month that they're dealing with the same issue. In Tampa, Jones said they're trying to get more landlords to rent to tenants who have vouchers. New laws recently passed in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Pinellas County could help prevent landlords from discriminating against voucher holders, essentially refusing to rent to them.
We're trying on our end as a housing authority to encourage more landlords to participate, take the stigma away from what Section 8 really is.
Carla Correa is a local organizer with the St. Petersburg Tenants Union. As someone who regularly interacts with renters who are struggling to find affordable housing, she said she's glad to see the waitlist reopened.
It is good that they're opening and they're accepting more applications, but it's not enough.
Correa criticizes the reliance on finding good landlords in the private market to address the housing shortage, and she wants to see local governments step in to do more.
Long term, they should be creating like a municipal housing authority to, you know, purchase already existing housing and subsidizing it so that, you know, the rents are based on income.
In the meantime, the online application portal for Section 8 vouchers in Pinellas County will be open for the next couple days. Those who are eligible based on their income can apply now online through September 1st at pinellashousing.gov. For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuler.